Anyways, last week we were discussing the question about whether it's possible to develop the right to conduct oneself, perhaps on one's border, within one's property, in a manner that adversely affects a neighbor's well-being or his quality of life, something which typically is called harchokas nezakin, which has rules, as we've discussed, ala mazik laharchik. It isn't bava kama, but it is bava basra. And the question is, if that is, if there's, you know, kind of an implicit waiving of that right by the nizak, does the individual right earn the right? Does he, you know, gain the privilege, if you will, right, to continue that kind of conduct and behavior? A very practical question in any, you know, community, really, and one which really tests law, because it really weighs, you know, the conflicting rights of two individuals in close quarters, right? Me to use my property unfettered, him, you know, to be protected or secured from any kind of, you know, initiatives that are harmful to him. Okay, so with regard to that question of whether you can develop a chazaka l'nizakin, what we saw last week was that the Gemara basically distinguishes between two types. The quality of the nezek is crucial. What exactly, you know, dictates, you know, the line of demarcation, you know, whether it's personal assault as opposed to monetary, you know, damages, whether it's something that is intolerable as opposed to something which is simply unpleasant. That we already discussed. We're not going to review that. But essentially, what the Gemara says is that there are two types of nezakin. For one, there is chazaka l'nezakin. For the other, there is not. And then after that, we, analyze the really extensive argument in the Rishonim regarding Hezek Re'iyah, the Tshuvas Harif's view that all Hezek Re'iyah is intolerable and therefore not subject to a chazaka, whereas, let's say, some of the Balei Tosis think that all Hezek Re'iyah is subject to a chazaka, whether it be chatzer, in a courtyard where they have a common border, or whether it be in a private property, even a unilateral kind. And then we had the Rimi Gash, who basically made three distinctions between two cases. One case being the Gemara and Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Nun Chesman Beis Nun Tes Amud Aleph Amud Chalon, which is a situation where a person opens a window into somebody else's domain. There, the Gemara does seem, again, what the Rif does with it is a different problem, already discussed, but the Gemara does seem to say that if you open a window into your neighbor's property and he is acquiescent, in other words, he has the opportunity to complain and he passes on that opportunity, doesn't call his lawyer, right? Enough time lapses that we can safely interpret, you know, his silence as a waiving of his rights. If that takes place, says the Rimi Gash, then the simple pshat of the Gemara is that you have permanently earned the right to keep that window open. However, in the case of the chatzar, in the beginning of the Masechta, says the Rimi Gash, there's no chazaka l'nezakin, and three different factors are cited. One is the ubiquity of the hezek. It's not occasional, but constant, persistent, relentless. Number two is the fact that in the case of the chatzar, there is a reciprocal damage. Each one is damaging the other simultaneously. And therefore, the silence of either party is basically not, you know, a concession, but is really just a pragmatic, you know, reflection that if I call my lawyer, you'll call your lawyer. Not going to be good for anybody. So that's the second consideration. And the third consideration is that in the case of the chalon, there is an initiative, there's an action that takes place, a maisa, and therefore that maisa can produce a chazaka. Moreover, the maisa should trigger a it constitutes an initiative, a change, point of departure, and therefore it should trigger a response. If it doesn't, so then, you know, that is strong evidence, you know, that there's acquiescence and there is mechila. However, in the case of the chatzer, you know, basically the situation, you know, just exists. In other words, you had two people, they were partners, their partnership was dissolved. Now there's no wall, no barrier between them. No one did anything, right, to initiate an assault on the quality of life of the other. Just, you know, the reality of their new legal situation has engendered a problem for each of them. But since there's no maisa chazaka and there's no silence in the face of an initiative of a kumbase maisa, therefore, it's not, you know, clear that there should be a chazaka. That's the rimigash. What I wanted to start with now, before I move on to a different related topic, is just to examine the psakim of the Rambam quickly. And I think we looked at them somewhat, or maybe not, I don't remember, but I just really want to make one point, and that is the Rambam Pasuk is like the Rimigash. In other words, if you look carefully in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shechinim, this is page one on the new Mar Makomos, Perek Beis Halachi Adalid, the Rambam Paskins unequivocally that in the Chatzar there's no Chazaka Lehezek Riya. Chatzar Shudfim Shiesh Badin Chalukah, says the Rambam, if you have a courtyard which is divisible, Osha Chilku Biritzonam, or even if it isn't divisible, but they agree to divide it, would say there isn't Dalet Amos for each one of them. Afal Pi She'ein Badin Chalukah, even if that is the case, each one can force the other to contribute to the building of the wall, to share the building of the wall, in order, you know, that each one will, you know, remain protected, you know, during the time when they're using their part of the chatzer. Shehezek ri'ia hezeku, because hezek ri'ia is a damage, the einlo chazaka bechatzer. So he doesn't say ein chazaka behezek ri'ia, notice. He says ve'ein, it's a little bit of a, you know, we'll call it an awkward, you know, kind of a phrase. You would have thought him say, shehezek ri'ia hezeku, ve'ein lo chazaka behezek ri'ia. Because hezek. That's not what he says. It says, Hezek Re'iyah is a Hezek, the Ein Lo Chazaka B'Chatzer. And if it wasn't a Chatzer, the Rambam doesn't tell us, but he's hinting. Ela Afal Pi She'omdu Kach Shanim Rabos B'lo Mechitza, even if the situation persisted for many years, and there was no wall, and no one said anything, Kofei Elasas Mechitza B'Kalei She'irza. So that is, Rambam says clearly, that Ein Hezek Re'iyah Chazaka B'Chatzer. However, if you look at Perek, turn to the next page, I guess, and if you look at Perek Zion, Halacha Vav, the other Rambam says, Haresha Pasuk alone, where's that?
Halacha 16.
So Perek Zion, Halacha Vav, Haresha Pasuk alone, L'chatzar Chavero. That's the case of the Gemara Nintes, right? If a person opens up a window into his neighbor's property, umachalo balachatzer, and the balachatzer, you know, is mochel, o shagila daito shehi micho, or he didn't explicitly, you know, waive his rights, but he acts in a way where it's unequivocal that that's what he intends. Kagon shabav siyeya imo, he came and he helped him. O shiyada hanezek, below ear air, or he knows, you know, the damage is known and there's no complaint. Hareze hichzik b'kalon, then the person who opens up the window retains the right to keep that open. The eni yochalacha kachalach so la'arer olav listo. They can't turn around and, you know, and make a claim. They can't, you know, ask for an appeal, you know, on this matter. The Ketzadina Shel Chalon Zeh, Sheinicha LePascha, and so on. He explains the details. What does the Rambam say? Very clearly, that Yesh Chazaka Lehezek Ria B'Chalon. So it's clear that the Rambam paskins like his father's Rebbe, like the Rimigash, not like the Tshuvas Harif. The point I want to make, though, is that if you look very carefully at the language of the Rambam, even though he paskins like the Rimigash, in my opinion, the conceptual emphasis is very different. The Rimigash, at least in distinction number two and number three, and I'm not sure about number one, maybe even number one, is basically saying, not only do I disagree with the Rif's psak that ein chazaka lehezek re'ia, I think that fundamentally hezek re'ia is nitan lechazaka. The only thing is that in a chatzer, for practical reasons mostly, right, there's no chazaka that develops. Why? Because they're both damaging each other at the border. Because the situation arises, you know, b'sheva altasa, not b'kumbase. Because, you know, it's a constant, not just a, you know, an occasional, you know, hezek. The tone of the Rimigash, even in that last, which is really his first distinction, but especially when he focuses on number two and number three, nudges the mutual the reciprocal damage and the absence, you know, of an action, is very pragmatic, meaning hezek re'ia is nitan l'chazaka, but it has to be unequivocal that that's what you know, you want to waive your rights. And if it's not unequivocal, you're not going to be, you know, losing your opportunity to appeal. However, for the Rambam, it's interesting that right before he introduces the idea that there is no chazaka lehezek re'ia in the chatzer, he says, after all, hezek re'ia shma hezek. Right. And then he says, and therefore, there's no chazaka lehezek re'ia b'chatzer. In other words, it sounds like the Rambam, first of all, I mean, obviously, in order of the cases, the Rambam first, you know, talks about the chatzer case, but it sounds like the Rambam really thinks that the exception is the chalon. There's a chazaka, but that the real full-blown, intense hezek re'ia is not nitan l'chazaka. In other words, what I'm saying is, I think that the Rambam really paskins in detail like the Rimigash. But I think conceptually, he is an ally of the Rif. And what he's saying is, there are two types of hezek re'ia. There is hezek re'ia, you know, which is occasional and which is annoying and where I have to be careful in the way that I use my property. And that isn't, you know, a personal assault. That's not intolerable. I have the right, you know, to be protected even against that. But in the end of the day, if I want to give up that right, that is doable. However, a more, you know, inalienable kind of, you know, hezek re'ia is the one, you know, that really precludes privacy because it's constant and relentless. And as far as that is concerned, that's the equivalent of kutra beis akise. That's the equivalent of an assault, and there's no chazaka there. So what I'm kind of trying to suggest is that the Rambam paskins like the cases of the Rimigash, but at least understood or argues one or the other that the distinction is a fundamental distinction, not a technical distinction, and that in principle the Rif is right, even though in practice the Rimigash's distinction is correct. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, would the Rambam also say, like the Rimigash, that there could never be hezek? You can never have a chazak on the re'ia itself. That was a big piece of the Rimigash. That right. You can have a chazak on the window, but not
explicitly. But I would assume that he does. I would say kol shekein in a way.
It would seem. What's interesting is that he doesn't even in the halacha say the words nezik. He just says chichzik. So he's not even really, obviously, he must be talking about
hezik. Well, he does say hezik because hezik re'yeh shema hezik.
In the, in Halacha, in Perek Zion, he's saying, Haresh, you're machzik. But he doesn't even, you know, right. If we didn't know better, we might say,
well, I think
he's talking about ura or light.
Right. I think because he is working off the Rimigash, and therefore he's assuming you're still not allowed to watch the guy. You're just, by the way, the one who does say this explicitly and even more strongly than the Rimigash, which I think is also very interesting, is the Yad Rama, who, like in the history of, you know, this topic, is the next person to look at. In other words, it's the Rif, the Rimigash, you know, the Rambam, the Rama, the Ramban. And it's very interesting that the Rama, even more than the Rimigash, he doesn't quote this part of the Rimigash, but clearly he's working off of it also. Also, like the Rambam, distinguishes between Chalon and the Rimigash, distinguishes between Chalon and Chatzer, but his, like the Rambam, the distinction is more fundamental, like two types of hezekri, and he's even more explicit about it. He says, like, you know, in the case of Chalon, it's, you know, the fear, you know, of an occasional, you know, that you don't know whether he's watching. And then he adds even more acutely than the Rimigash. And anyways, he's not allowed to look if he sees that you're there.
We'd align the Yad Rama with this Rambam that, of course, you can't look, correct. But it's not as...
It's more, you know, psychological, tugier. Like, do I feel secure and private, mm-hmm. you know, if I don't know whether you're looking, even though you're not allowed to look, and even though you would only be looking occasionally.
Right. It's just interesting, he doesn't even say the word nezek. He's not even saying nezek. If you didn't know any better, you'd say that there's a like a kinyan, a chazaka. We mentioned this that we started the idea is that there's subtle damages may create this. There maybe there's more haknaos going on here. There's the ability to own things as it relates to the shared area. Right. If you read that Rambam, it seems like there's a shared thing. I own a chazaka like I have a chazaka in other areas, you know, right, it's chazaka right. Or things like that. It's right, just interesting.
Even the fact that in Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalid, he says, Ein chazaka lehezek ri'ya bechatzer, which is an awkward, I say, you just say Ein chazaka lehezek ri'ya.
Right.
He's already getting you ready, you know. Again, the clincher, by the way, is Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalid, where he compares to Kutra Beis Akisei. He compares Hezek Re'iyah B'chotzer to Kutra Beis Akisei, as we'll see in a moment. That's the one I want to conclude with. And by, as does the Rimigash a little bit, but by emphasizing only one of the points, the Tadir point, and that it's built in as well. So let's look at that just to, that's going to be the clincher.
Yes.
Look at the, that's the next one. Where is that? Is that on page 3 already?
The Yad Rama?
No, the Rambam, Hichos Shechinim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet.
Yeah, page 3.
And Yad Rama is also on page 3.
Ah, okay. So let's look at that also. First, let's finish the Rama. So the Rama says, Kol ha'archakos v'amuros b'prakim shalmala. All the requirements to distance yourself from damaging someone else in the previous prakim, im lo hirchik, let's say he didn't do that, and the fellow, you know, the would-be victim is not complaining. This is the principle of chazaka lehezekriya. I'm sorry, chazaka leharchakas nezakin. Once he's silent in a way that establishes that he's waived his rights, there's no going back. But then the Rambam says, "Vehu sheyirim imenu shemachal." That's of course if we're convinced that his silence wasn't out of laziness, or he didn't want to antagonize the guy, or he's afraid if he starts up with him, he'll start up with him, you know. But that he really, really had a nine mechila. Kagon, for example, shesiyah imo miyan. He helped him. Oh, sheomel alaso. So he told him to do it. Or sherov sheosa betzido belo archaka v'shasak velo hikbid al zeh. Zaka. In all these cases, it's clear that he wants to waive his rights, and it's irrevocable if he does. Shekola machzik benezek zaka bo kamo shebiarna. As the Rambam says, there's something called chazaka lenezakin, a zchus that you're zoken and nezak. Bamedvar mamurim. When is this true? b'shehichzik b'shar nezakin chutz mi'arba mina nezakin elu v'amur m'perek zeh. There are four exceptions to this rule. What are the four? Shehein, ha'ashan, right? Smoke, b'reach b'sakise, odor, terrible odors, b'ha'avak, and, you know, dust, u'kiyotzebo, v'nindud ha'karka, sh'kol ha'chamelo in l'chazaka, v'afilu sh'asakaniza kamashanim, or izachozer v'kofeyu, laharchik. Even if he's silent many, many years, and he's explicit about it, there's no kinyan when it comes to those intolerable assault like dinim. One second. Yeah. B'chein hezik re'iya. Oh, this is the key line. Yeah, I'm sorry. B'chein hezik re'iya b'makom shetzarech mechitza. What does that mean? B'makom shetzarech mechitza. Chatzer. Because that's where you need a mechitza. Hezek re'iya, where you need a mechitza, kofeo lasas mechitza b'chalei she'irtza k'moshe b'yarna. Where? In Perek Beis, halacha yedalad. V'lama shinu nezakim elu mishar nezakim. What makes these manishtana nezakim elu mishar nezakim? Lefi she'ein daito shal adam soveles nezek be'elu. These are just intolerable. V'chezkaso she'ne mochel she'ezeko hezekavua. We don't believe that he's mochel, even if he says he's mochel, right? Because these are hezek kavua, v'davar she'ein daito shel adam soveles anezek. Intolerable nezakim. Then he adds, v'kanamiyado she'mochel b'nezakim elu eni achalaksebo. If he does it b'kinyan, that's a different story. That's a debate. What's interesting, look at the Ravid. The Ravid says, Om Avram Temani, Rav Shosak Lama, Miad Halo, Af Moshe Tsroro Samalo, Yiga Ustom. I'm sorry, I skipped something here. Yeah. I'm sorry. Om Avram Tsorakla Haviraya, Mikolelu, Mechitza Sakhatzer Shein Chazaka, Mivatla, Mipleisha Zemazak Lazer, Zemazak Lazer. Yoko Kolechad Loma, Mipne Kach. Lo machisi. The rabbi says that's not the reason why in a chatzer there's no chazaka. The reason is because both of them are damaging each other, and therefore everybody's afraid to speak up, not because they're mochel, but because you're going to get them to go after you. That's what he says. And therefore, you know, there's no real mechila. The ode mipnei haotzos shemagas lechelki, right? Vitarti akarka. If I start complaining and we have to build the wall, that means I have to write a check, right? I'm not happy and I don't want to give you permanent right to invade my privacy, but I also don't want to. I don't want to write a check. I want to push that off as much as possible. So what the Ravid is saying is, this is not kitro beis akise. It's not intolerable. It's not relentless. The Nesiva says that kitro beis akise, what's characterized it is that it's mechadesh b'chol yom. It's not like, oh, one thing and it just continues to, you know, it's new smoke every day. It's new odor every day. It's new new invasion of privacy every day. Right. So it's persistent. It's relentless. It's, you know, it's mischadesh. The Ravid says, no, that's not the idea. It's just so we don't believe that he's really mochel because you know, there's another good reason for his silence. And other Rishonim say the other point of the Rimigash, which is we don't believe there's a reason. We don't believe that he's mochel because, you know, this situation just happened. There was no initiative. There was no kumvase. Nobody built anything that should trigger an objection. But the Rambam compares it to Kutra Beis Akisa, as does initially the Rimigash, as certainly does the Rif, by the way. So if you're going to compare Hezekriya to a Bechotzer, to a toxic waste dump, what happened to the Chalon? The answer is no, the Chalon, it's annoying, it's a lack of security, it'll limit me here or there, but this completely violates my inviolable, you know, or inalienable right of dignity. That's a different story. Okay? So that is, that's why I think the Rambam is technically like the Rimigash, but that he and the Ramah are conceptually closer to the Rif.
What happens if somebody had a chazaka, and he sold the property to somebody else? What happens to his chazaka?
That's a great question. That's an issue. Maybe we'll pick up on that in one of the next couple of topics. Yeah, that's a big discussion.
It goes over
because, you know, it's a kin, it's a kind of a kinyan in a way. So it's, you know, when the other person acquires the property, that's true also for Chazkas Tashmisha. Now, those who suggest maybe to be Michalik, like let's say I told you, like the example I gave, you know, in previous times, let's say your neighbor allows you to cut through his property. Right. So let's say he sells it to someone else, but you've already gained that right. If it's more, you know, if we perceive this more as like a commitment never to go to court, you know, then that shouldn't carry over to someone else. But if it's a restriction or a constriction of my bylaws, you know, then I already gave it away.
And if
I can only sell, I can only sell what I have.
And if somebody is violates Hezekiah and he's a mazik, is there a financial assessment against him?
So the Ramban, you know, in that piece in Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph that we've spoken about a couple of times, you know, argues that there's no way to measure it in dollars and cents. His argument is in the other direction. He's saying, you know, you can't be mochel, meaning the victim can't be really mochel because, you know, he doesn't have it's not a davar kavua, you know, for him to be mochel. Like, how do you put a dollar sign on your privacy? You're asking it in a different way. You're saying like, okay, so let's charge it. So, you know, you can't, but probably because there's no way to define it. But what you can do, like if he opens a window, you can force him to close it. If there's a fence that requires or a barrier that is required in order to, you know, stop this abuse, then he has to invest in and pay the money for that. But as a remedy, there would be an obligation.
But he's violated Hezekiah until he puts up the fence.
You what?
He's violated Hezekiah until he puts up the fence.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, but it's a Dover Shein Bo Kitzvah. I'm saying the Ramban uses Dover Shein Bo Kitzvah to explain why you can't be mochel.
Right.
I'm using it to explain why, you know, you just can't, there's no dollar figure, you know.
Okay.
You know, there might have been like a Knas or a Banan, but otherwise, it's hard to put a figure on that. What do they say? It's, you know, priceless, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So if you look at the next halacha, that same Ram just continues. Misha hifsik lasos melechas dam onevelos. That was like, you know, the case in the Gemara about the Anine Adas. You know, they were doing the bloodletting. So ukiyotzeve mimakomon viavo arvim, and the ravens are going to come. The kiyotzeve begalal adam viyochlu. Harein, right, matzrin lechavero, the kolam v'tziftufam obadam shabaragleim, like it's really, you know, spooking, you know, this other fellow, whether it's the noise or the, you know, the wings or the, you know, the blood. Shein yoshun al ilonus v'malachok en perusayim. Imay chaver kaptana chola shetziftuf hazem maziko. If he's highly sensitive, this is what we spoke about last week, you know, anistinus. We recognize that in the halacha. Osha perishalon nesanim medam chayv levat losa malacha yarchik ad shaliyavala hezek machmaso. Hezek zed doma l'reach beis hakisei ukiyotze shein l'chazaka. then it would come under, you know, for his, given his particular sensitivity, assuming it isn't just, you know, he's made up, but it's objectively, this is who he is all his life, that, you know, he just, he's known, he has like a different threshold, you know, on certain things, then we honor that. You know, people are coming in and out, like, you know, it's not zoned for that, I guess, you know. And he's, you know, it's like a business instead of a private home. So it has a kavua, kamo ha'ashan, the ha'avak, because they haru agonim. Because some of these cases aren't in the Gemara. The noise pollution isn't in the Gemara. Right? The Meiri speaks about noise pollution in a different way. Let's say somebody's telling Lashon Hara all the time, you know, and, you know, so you don't, you're, you know, you're a tzaddik. You don't want to hear it. You know, but what can what can you do? He's screwed. It's like the people now on the cell phones, you know. Everybody's, you know, walking in the street and screaming into their cell phone. So you're, you know, whether you want to or not, you're privy to, you know, to everybody's private conversation. So the Meiri talks about that. Instead of Hezek Re'iyah, Kol, you know, Hezek Kol. We talked about the, you know, the supersonic, right? So there are all sorts of interesting cases like that. Yeah. Okay. Then in front of the Halacha Vav, Mi Shehichzik Benezek Sheyesh Lo Chazaka, whoever is, you know, on the other hand, not kutro besakise, not has a griya in a kosel. But misha hisik benezek sheyeshlo chazaka, if it's the kind of nezek where you can develop rights, kagon shepasach chalon. Ah, remember the, that's nun tasam and aleph. That's vav zayin. The Rambam is totally consistent. That's an example where there is a chazaka. Ohever amas mayim, somebody, you know, the channel of water through your property, Oshelo Hirchik, Masheroi Laharchik, Maria Maxik Toin Atomartali Lasos. He told me I could do it, or Machaltali, Akasha Raisa. After I did it, you didn't argue. Oh, Hukra Nezek Vishasakta, Vilom Machisabi. Vanizak Omer, Aksha Vusha Raisa. He says, not true, I just found out about it now. Let's say there's a dispute, in other words, about the conditions of the Mechila. So Safek Mechila, you know, is going to be Lachumra. You know, because default, you have to prove that you waived your right. Le'adati mikodem Moshe Omer kasharisi machisi. Ve'atam arta ata archek o estom. Ve'atamadcho simi yom al yom. Kedei shetikava ezekecha. The guy says, listen, you know, let's say it takes 30 days or whatever it is, or 3 years, whatever it is, to establish chazaka. So I'm about to object. Right? And then you say to me, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry. I'm going to take care of it tomorrow. And he's like, push it off till the time period lapses. So he says, that doesn't call a kiyotza bazeh ala nizak lahaviraya. Ala nizak lahaviraya. Im lohevi, yishava mazak hezitz bifater. Bipater. Okay. Hirsik, on the other hand, benezek she'in lo chazaka. If a person claims that he made a kinyan to acquire the right to establish a chazaka in kutro beisakise or hezek re'iyah, gon oshon beisakise kiyotze behem, tana mazik shekonu miyado shol nizak, ala mazik lahavi raya, shekonu miyado. Again, the mazik has to prove, you know, that he has an allowance. Nim lo hevi shava nizak heses, shalo konu miyado akach v'isalkuz a hezek. So the Rambam here deals more very practically. Let's say there's a dispute about, you know, whether whatever alters the relationship between them really took place or not, right? So it's always the default is the default, and the rest is hamalti mechavero, all of our right. Okay. Yeah. Then if you look at the Ramah, just very quickly, this is what I was referring to before. Avagav dischazuk de dairi hoche kamashoni. Even if a person establishes that he, you know, has a chazaka and he's been living somewhere for many years, lo kaima lehu chazaka. You don't acquire a chazaka. Chada de masis and stamaknani, He says, just logically, he didn't do an action that would win him that right. Unlike the case of the chalon, where he opens a window, that might be like a kinyan chazaka. But oda filo avid maisa kagon the hava meikara koso b'neim who parts of biadayim. This is a new case that the Rama has. Let's say there was a wall, and they broke down the wall. So there is an action, right? The kosel case. Let's say two people, you know, are adjacent to each other, in each in their own private chatzer, and they have a wall. And then one of them breaks down the wall, and the other doesn't say anything. So that's like opening up a chalon. But mechaz yechaver v'shasak v'dai rihochik kamishani, motzi, but still motzi l'meheder l'mechafya l'sluke hezik riyah. There's still no chazaka. Why not? This is like the Rama and one day in the Rimigash. Because the hezek of the chalon is occasional. The balachalon, even if he looks out the window, he's not always looking at your private business. Lo matzi chazi. If two people are in the chatzar, even if they're not interested in spying on each other or invading each other's prime, but they're there all day. They're all on top of each other. Both of them are hezek tadir, the zeka de mata minei. Tzara legufa de inshihu. And not only that, it's like a personal assault. It's not money, right? It's a personal offense. Hilka kakutra besakise dami, de lokaimu lechazak. I believe this is the Rambam, like the Rambam, who's taking the view of the Rimigash, technically, but with the emphasis like the Rif. In the case of chatzar, you can't help but see. Mikara ki kamachzik bi sura vaday kamachzik, and therefore, this is an interesting line. The Rama doesn't appear elsewhere. He's saying, how will he establish the chazaka? He's always looking, so he's always in a state of isur. The Rama assumes you can't establish a chazaka. Be Isar. And every act of Hezek Re'iyah is an Isar. What's the Isar based on? Bilam. Right? Kiddizarshina and the Parakatska Sabantim. You could have said, no, Bilam is a Melitza Mialmo, or Bilam is only when, you know, when you open windows or doors, you know, across from each other. The Rama and the Rajba think Bilam is the key to everything. Mikroda Vayaris is Shal Shochen the Shvatal. Mara, Roshain, Piskei, Mechubonim, Zelaz, Alma, Isura, Nami, Ika, there's an Isur, it's not just Mamo. The Leisle, Chazaka, the Ein Chazaka, Le Isurin, that's a new idea, a little bit. The Ramban again quotes it, but the Ramban is later. Vehuadin, Gabe Pesach, Kenegin Pesach, the Chantamu. Veo de Kroy, Alfinamino, the Psachim, Mechubonim, Zelazekoi. Vehuadin, Gabe Shne Gagin, Ze Kenegin, two roofs. The purpose of a window is not to invade somebody's privacy. It's for light, it's for air, it's, you know, for occasionally to see what's happening. Given the yochal yisnauye b'tashmi shase, you can use the window udaloli stakule b'shusa dechavre without spying on your friend. Right, mikara ki kamachzik beheterah kamachzik. That's considered chazaka beheter. Beamtul haki kaima chazaka, the matzi amar. You can say miman nanoi v'lo mistakala. You can have a chazaka in a chalom because you could say I'm only going to use it, leheter. I'm only going to use it, you know, in ways that don't invade his privacy. B'davka da'achsek, even I saw now the Ramah, this is very interesting. Once the Ramah is telling you, when you open a window, like the Rimigash, but as you can see, he's going further. Right, Ari? Once I say that when you open a window, you're still not allowed to look, you know, down and invade his privacy. Right, and that's the reason why there can be a chazaka for a chalon, because you can use it totally beheter. So then the question is, what do you even need a chazaka for? Why can't you just open a window into your neighbor's property? It isn't necessarily hezekriya, because you'll use it judiciously. You'll use it, you know, according to the, you know, the self-restraint of the that the halacha requires of you. Why do you need a chazaka? How does a chazaka help? Chazaka implies you're doing something, some nezek, and he is being mevater. He's conceding. Where's the nezek? The whole point of the Ramah, earlier the Rimigash, but expanded the Ramah, is that even if you're allowed to keep the window open, you're never allowed to spy on him. You're never allowed to look at, if you see something private going on, you have to look away. So what do you need a chazaka for? Listen to this. The davka da'achsik of the chatchila, right, l'inyan dina, if there's no vitur, yochal limchos, the guy can say, I don't want you to open up a window. Why not? The answer is da'amale, man lemedim emanas, dimalom emanas. Let's say, I don't trust you. I'm anxious that you're not going to be able to hold yourself back. In other words, so psychologically, you know, there's an invasion of privacy if I have to worry about it, even if there's no substance to it. Like, let's say you know that you're a tzaddik, or you know you're never going to spy on him, right? But he doesn't know that. So it still inhibits him. It still gives him anxiety. He still feels like he's in a fishbowl. And then he adds, and this is really brilliant, Kiramina Behedja, Dafil Lamala Midalanamos, Motsiamar, Zimdin Demosfas, Sharshifa, Biyasvis, Bekachazis. One of the earliest Gemaras that we saw when we began this topic is the Gemara Nun Tesamid Aleph, which says that really, really, you know, the issue of Hezek Re'iyah and Chazaka LeHezek Re'iyah in a window, all that is from the ground level till Dalet Amos, right? Let's say you build a window higher than Dalet Amos. So one day in the Gemara is that the other fellow can't object to that, right? Obviously, it's for air or for light or whatever it is. It doesn't really threaten your privacy. But there's another day in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if he wants to object, he can object. So the Gemara says, why would he object? It's kofenos al midas tom. We read this Gemara. What is kofenos al midas tom? Zenene, right? Vezel lo chaser. Why should you object for him opening a window if it doesn't affect you adversely? Right? That's just being mean. So the Gemara says, no. Amale zimnin demosvis sharshifa viyasva v'kachasis. The guy will say, listen, it's not zenene v'zelo chaser. I'm worried that he'll take a ladder and he'll climb up and he'll look. Well, this is very interesting. What the Ramah is saying is that opening up a chalon without a chazaka is just a more intense form of the mecha'a of zimnin demosis sharshifa v'yasvis kachazis. Meaning, this goes to what I was saying a second ago. When it comes to dignity and privacy, right, it's not only, of course it's important what the other fellow does, but it's also important what you are fearful that he might do. Your sense of security. So let's say you're a little bit paranoid, right? Again, certain levels of paranoia in the halachar, we call that ein ledavar sof. You know, come on. You know, it's a reasonable system. But when it comes to something like privacy, you know, you can understand that psychologically, you know, if I don't trust my neighbor, you know, just because he happens to be trustworthy, he's never going to violate my privacy. But if I don't know that, then I still don't have the benefit of privacy. So one expression of that is, he opens up a window higher than four amos, right? If I want to object, I have the right to object because it bothers me. That's legitimate paranoia. I'm worried that he's going to bring his ladder. By the way, I should mention that Ksos says, no. Ksos says this is not, has nothing to do with Hezekiah per se. It's just not kofinos al midas stone. You know, a little bit of paranoia means it's not nenev is elo chaser. It's a little chaser. Does the chaser qualify as a level of Hezekiah? Nah. But the Ramban and earlier the Rama understood the Gemara differently. The Ramban already asked the question. Rama asked the question. The Ramban also asked the question. Doesn't quote the Rama. Says, how come in a chatzar where the chatzar should be built four amos? Why don't you have to build it higher? Because you're worried that the guy will bring a ladder and he'll climb up. So the Ramban says, you know, if somebody builds a ladder in the chatzar to climb up, you're going to see him. You know, he gives answers like that. But the Rama has a different view. The Rama says, no, he says, this is what it is. The whole yesod of Hezekiah in a chalon is psychological. I'm reformulating it. It's psychological. Because the guy's not allowed to look in. Even if he has a chazaka, he's not allowed to look in. He's never allowed to look in. I mean, when you're doing something private. He's never allowed to spy on you. He doesn't acquire that right. Right? So what do you need a chazaka for? Just the law is, you know, I'm not allowed to steal from my neighbor, and I'm not allowed to, I don't know, there are many things I'm not allowed to do. The honor system, we rely on that. Right? So why all of a sudden, why do I need his permission to open up a window? I'm talking about within Dalet Amos. So the Rama says, no, if he can object, Lamala, then you certainly need a chazaka lamata. Because one thing have to do with the other? You're not learning like the Ksos, that this is nothing to do. What he's saying is there's an element in Hezekiah, there's persistent Hezekiah, where whether you want to or not, you're always violating my privacy or your neighbor's privacy. That's totally unacceptable. And you can't develop a chazaka. In addition to everything else, ain't chazaka li surit. That's chedesh of the Rama. And it's Hezekiah Guf. Then there's the Hezekiah of a chalon. There you can have a chazaka, not because Hezekiah isn't so bad. All Hezekiah is bad. I mean, for the Rambam, it's not Hezekiah Tadir. But the Ramah is going further because he's really into this Rimigash idea that you're never allowed to look. So what he's saying is it's really just about structurally, you know, having the window and then relying on the honor system of the other guy. So what do you need a chazaka for? The answer is for the same reason that if you want to object to Lamala Midalid, meaning psychological, you know, anxiety about privacy is also a factor. So that is the view of the Rama. Okay. And then finally, before we move on, yeah. Okay. No, I think we did the Gemara and Nun test last time, right? Yeah. Okay. Where the Gemara says Yigau stone. Okay. So let's move to a next topic. Let's go back for a moment, right, to not these marmakomas, but the ones previous. Everybody have that? With the Rimigash? Let's move on to another parallel issue, very important parallel issue. Okay, the previous marmakomos. Everybody have? Okay. So the Aliyos Drabeni Yona, you see that? Masechet Bava Basra, Beis Amud Aleph. Okay. So the background is this. First, I'll tell you what's going on, and then we'll...
Line 29. Yeah.
Great. So this is what's going on. The Mishnah, right, go back to the Mishnah for a minute, says, Ashurfin Shratzal Sinechitza, Bechatzar, Barnesakosa, Be'emtza, Makam Shinaga Livnos, right? Gvil, Gazas, Kfisin, Levenim, Bonin, Hako, Keminaga, Medina, right? So there's some factor in the Mishnah of Minaga Medina. Right? What's the prevailing custom somehow plays a role. In what? So in the first part of the Mishnah, the prevailing custom plays a role regarding the quality of the wall. You know, what is the material that it's made out of? You know, is it wood or brick or whatever it is? How thick, you know, the wall needs to be. And maybe we'll get back to all that. Very interesting topic, actually. Like, what? Why do we care so much? As long as there's no hezekriya, right? That's an interesting question. But okay, let's leave that for the moment. So with regard to that, there's an issue of hako kaminaga medina. However, then the Mishnah goes on and says, v'chein begina, right? If you have like a garden or an orchard, makom shenoagu ligdar mechayven oso. If it's a place where the prevailing custom is to build a wall to protect from privacy, then you should do, then you're obligated to do that. Aval bebika, when it comes to a bika, which is, you know, just a regular stama field, an open field, makom shenogu shelo ligdar, right, ein mechayven oso. In a place where the minig is not to make a wall, there's no obligation. Or you can see there's something funny about the language in the Mishnah, right? In Gina, it says that, you know, if there is a makom shenogu, you're obligated. And in Bika, it says if it's makom shenogu shalo ligdor, you're not mechayev. Okay? So it actually sounds a little bit like there's more of an obligation to build a fence in a Bika than in a Gino, which doesn't seem to make much sense. I mean, a Gino seems to be a more protected place. But okay, so that's strange. We'll get to that in just a second. But before we get to that, so there are three references in the Mishnah to Minaga Medina, right? The second and third are Gina and Bika, which need to be straightened out a little better. And with regard to Gina and Bika, the question is whether the Minaga Medina is to require at all that there be a barrier. But the first reference in the Mishnah to Minaga Medina is not whether the custom of the community is to require a wall, it's about the details of that wall. You know, what material is it made out of, how thick is the wall, etc. Right? Which raises an interesting question. And that is, let's say it was what about a situation where the Minaga Medina is not to build a wall at all in the case of a chatzer? Right, that's what we're talking about in cases number 2 and 3 with the Gina and the Bika. Right? Oh. So, and if you look just at the Gemara for a minute on Dalid Amud Aleph, that's where the Gemara discusses the details a little bit of Gina and Bika. So the Gemara says, "Chena begina." This is a Gemara on Dalet of Aleph. I don't think I put it in the Marmakamos, did I? No. Okay. The Chena begina makom shenogu ligdor mechayven also says the Gemara hagufa kasha. Right, there seems to be like a problem with the text. Amrus v'chein begina, makom shenogu ligdor mechayven also. Sounds like hostama, ein mechayven also. It sounds like a stam gina, there's no obligation to build a fence. But ein seifa. Seifa is talking about a bika, which is maybe even less, you know, requirements. And it says, avol bika makom shenogu shel ligdor ein mechayven also, hostama, mechayven also. Right? That's what I mentioned already in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Hashta, Stam Gina Amris, Lo, Stam Gina, Stam Bika Mibai. Says the Gemara, Amra Bai, Achikama. The Chain, Stam Gina, Ubamakam Shinoa Goligdar, Bibika, Mechaibin also, meaning Stam Gina. Right? There's an obligation. The chain stam gina, ubemokum shenoa goligdar, the bika mechayiv also. A bika, you're only chayiv to be go there if there is a minag. And in the case of gina, right, it depends, you know, if bestam there is a minag, right, and if there's a minag not to, then you don't. The Gemara says, "Amalei Ravim Kain May Aval Elam Rav Achikrani." The Chain Stam Gina Kemakom this way, Kemakom Shenagul Igdar Dami Umechayv Nosal. If a Stam Bika Kemakom Shelo Nagul Dami VeEin Mechayv Nosal. So basically, the Gemara's simple pshat of the Gemara's conclusion is a little bit opposite of the conclusion of the Mishnah. In other words, when it comes to a Gina Bistam Godrim. And if it's makom shenagu lo ligdar ein godrim, and if it comes to and when it comes to a bika stam ein godrim and makom shenagu ligdar, right, godrim. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's a simple reading of the Bavli on Dalad Amud Aleph. But either way, the Mishnah and the Gemara, neither of them attend to the question of makom shenoagu lo ligdar b'chatzer. Like, what would be the halach? Oh. One other piece of information, just very quickly, before we look at a Ben Yonah. The Gemara dav base on the base. When the Gemara originally starts, as we recall, the Mishnah has an ambiguous language, which triggers an argument whether Hezek Riyashma Hezek or Lo Shma Hezek. Correct? So originally the Gemara thought that the dominant view, they changed their mind. In the end, the Gemara says, Hezek Riyah, Shema Hezek. But originally the Gemara thought, Hezek Riyah, Lo Shema Hezek. So the Gemara questions, you know, how could that be? Right? So the Gemara says as follows, this is on base on base. Says the Gemara, the Hezek Riyah, Lav, Shmei Hezek. This is about base on base. This is 3, 6, 9, 12, about 15 lines down. From the top, says the Gemara, "Hezek re'i alav shmei Hezek." Toshma, is it really true that Hezek re'i is not a Hezek? Toshma, let's bring a proof. V'chein begina, the Mishnah says v'chein begina. So gina is not about a partnership. Gina is about seemingly, you know, the requirement of Hezek re'i. In other words, when it comes to Agina, right, it seems like we force the issue. That can only be if Hezek Riyah Shema Hezek, that's separated in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Gina Shaini Kidrabab. No. Gina is different than Chatzer because of the thinking of Rab Abba. Amar Abba, Amar Avuna, Amar Av, you saw this already. You're not allowed to be present, you know, and gaze into the other fellow's property at the time when his crops are, you know, are laid out. Because of that, therefore, there's a requirement of offense. So even if Hezek Riyah Lo Shma Hezek in a chatzer, you still require a fence in a gina because of Rab Abba's consideration. Okay? So the simple reading of the Gemara, if you didn't have any other counter pressure, is that the Gemara is telling you that there's more Hezek Riyah in a gina than there is in a chatzer. And therefore, even a Hezek Riyah Lo Shma Hezek in a chatzer, nonetheless, is a chiyuv, binyan, kosel, in a gina. Correct? Everybody with me so far? Good. Now let's turn our attention to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, One second, let's get to the right line. Veneer be'enai. Everybody have that? One second. My piece is not really working here. One second. Yeah, I'm going to take my real Rabbeinu Yonah because we're out here.
Line 37 to 38.
Where is it? Line 37 to 38. Okay, great. Yeah, so mine's not clear enough. Oh, okay, actually go earlier even. One second. Try to find Avabalakum Shinogu Kulam Shalolivnos. You have that?
34.
Okay. So this is Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. Let's say you have a community where the practice is that people do not build a barrier between adjacent chatzer. She'ein makpidin al hezek ri'iyah, because at least they're not makpid on hezek ri'iyah, at least in a chatzer anyway. Ein mechayvin also livnos. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, there's no requirement to build. Of course, if he wants to, he could. If one side wants to, he can build on his own properly. But otherwise, there's no obligation if the community doesn't have the custom, right? If the community's custom is dafka not, you know, to require this, then there's no requirement. Ukidakaimalon, begina, b'makom shenogu, shelo ligdar, e mekaimin also. After all, the Gemara says on Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara that we just read, that what? That there's no obligation to build a fence in a gina if the community's practice is not to do that. Afagav de gina stam mechayvin oso legdor mishum hezekriya, even though, right, minastam, unlike bika, there is an obligation to build a wall. But if the community, dafka, has the practice not to build a wall, then we follow the community's practice. Even though, otherwise we would, because of Hezekriah. And not only that, ubegamara ba'isim, you know, raya lemandamar Hezekriah b'chatzar shmei Hezek. The Gemara, when it wanted to prove, when it wanted to disprove Hezekriah lo shma Hezek, quoted from Gina. The gam yoser chamor Hezekriah de Gina, so the Rabbeinu Yonah says something very fascinating. Then he concludes, "Veneer be'enai, to be'ir chadasha einechon men yachol amar agdori mach behutzav adafna lebonin kosel shemapakus shemiksalim." In terms of the quality of the wall, but that's not for now. What's the upshot of Rabbeinu Yonah? Rabbeinu Yonah says the following. Rabbeinu Yonah says, it seems from the Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph that if the minhag is not to build a kosel and a gina, that we honor that minhag. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, if that's true, then kol shekein, you should say that for a chatzer. Namely, that if the minhag is not to build a wall, then you don't have to. Why? Because when the Gemara was questioning whether hezek ri'iyah, right, is shma hezek or lo shma hezek, and they wanted to prove that Shma Hezek from Gina, the Gemara said, well, Gina is more Hezek Re'iyah than Chatzer, after all, the din of Rababa. So if the Gemara thinks that there's a bigger Hezek Re'iyah problem in a Gina than there is in a Chatzer, and the Gemara later on thinks that nonetheless, we follow the Minug, which is that you don't have to build a wall if that's the practice, then kol shekein in a chatzer, which is less hezek ri'iyah, we should follow the minhag not to build if that's the practice. That is Rabbeinu Yonah's argument. Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Seems like a good argument? Seems like.
No, because except, I don't think it's a good argument because it's a different type of hezek ri'iyah.
Oh.
But you know, it's ayin hara.
So there are really two, I think there are two things that you could say here. So first of all, you should just be aware that the Rajba strongly, strongly disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Rosh, and then, you know, the majority of the Rishonim go with the Rajba against Rabbeinu Yonah. And they think that even b'makom shenagu lo ligdar b'chatzer, you're obligated to build the wall, even against the Minag of Medina. Hi, what about this really terrific question that the Gemara says, Gina Shiny? So I think that there are two, maybe three, but roughly speaking, two approaches that you could take. The first approach to take is what you just said, which is, when the Gemara, but to say it even more, a little bit more sharply, I think, did the Gemara say that the Hezek Re'iyah is more acute or more pronounced in a Gina than a Chatzer? Rabbeinu Yonah thought that it did. Certainly the Gemara asked, certainly the Gemara wanted to prove that Hezek Re'iyah is Shmuel Hezek from Gina. That's for sure. Then the Gemara's answer was, Shiny Gina because of Rabab, Enabisha. Right?
Right.
So the Rama, actually, on the spot, and the Gilyon in the Shit Mukubet says, both say, originally the Gemara thought that Gina is a Din in Hezek Re'iyah. And therefore, they wanted to prove from there that Hezek Re'iyah Shema Hezek. But the Gemara, when it answered, Shaini Gina Midra Baba, didn't say that there's more Hezek Re'iyah in a Gina than there is in a Chatzer. It just invoked the factor of Ayin Hara. And that's exactly what you were just saying, which is, maybe Ayin Hara is not Hezek Re'iyah. Or, another way, that's one possibility. The whole idea that Ayin Hara is related to Hezek Re'iyah is from this Gemara, by the way, of Gina. Because they read the Gemara the way Rabbeinu Yonah read the Gemara. Namely, that even the way Rabbeinu Yonah read the Gemara was as follows. The Gemara says, you see from Gina, namely the case of Ayin Hara, that Hezek Re'iyah Shma Hezek. So the Gemara's answer is, yeah, but Gina Shiny, because of Ein Abisha, so that's a more acute Hezek Re'iyah. Now, once that's the case, then Rabbeinu Yonah's argument seems to be intact. Namely, if Gina has more Hezek Re'iyah than Chatzer, then if Gina, you know, can be Mekel Fia Minag HaMedina, then certainly Chatzer can as well. Correct? But the Gemara never said the words that Shiny Hezek Re'iyah Shel Gina Dechamer Tve Midra Baba. But so it could be that the way to read the Gemara is that the Gemara thought originally that there's Hezek Re'iyah in a Gina. Even here you could say two different things. The Gemara thought that the reason that you need to have a fence in Gina is because of Hezek Re'iyah, privacy. Right? And then the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. Gina Shaini, Midra Baba, it's because of Ein Abisha. That has nothing to do with Hezek Re'iyah. Or another way to say the similar thing is the Gemara originally thought that Ein Abisha was part of Hezek Re'iyah. And then the Gemara said, no, it's not that. It's Ein Abisha is an independent idea. So again, if you look at the Rama, you look at the Gilyon and the Shita Mikubetzes, even look at Rabbeinu Gershom on the spot, actually. Rabbeinu Gershom says, printed on the side of the page. So the way he prints, the way he has it is as follows. Then the Gemara says, "Im kain kidakamris, the mishum taima the ayin hara, mechayven ligdar begina, v'lav mishum hezek ri'ya, mai v'chein begina. What do you mean v'chein? So Rabbeinu Gershom, like the Ramah, like the Gilyon and the Shinu Gubetza, says explicitly, the Gemara's answer was not that there's a hierarchy of hezek ri'ya and ein abisha is worse. The Gemara is what's saying is that Ayin Bisha is not hezek ri'ya at all. But if you remember when the Ramban on Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph wanted to explain what's so terrible about hezek ri'ya, that it's even, you know, it's like Kutra Beis Akise, it's like, you know, Chavalas, it's like, you know, Mazik Adam Bi Adam, and worse. So the Ramban said, because there's Ein Bisha, because there's Lishna Bisa and Mishum Tzniusa. So the Ramban clearly thought that the Ein Bisha was part and parcel of the story. That is, you know, an aspect of hezek ri'ya. The truth is that we associate Ayin Ra'a with this, you know, kind of mystical idea, but it could be that it is purely a din tzniusa or privacy. So it's a very interesting argument, and the different formulations in the Rishonim should be looked at, both in terms of Havamin and the Maskana. What does Ayin Bisha mean? And especially if it's the way we sometimes understand it, you know, to what extent is that really a form of hezek ri'ya or not? The Rambam, you know, as you can imagine, you know, might have had, you could probably, you know, speculate that the Rambam might have some difficulty with Ein Bisha. Right? I mean, the Rambam, you know, was a rationalist and, you know, he had trouble with, you know, with certain ideas. Right? So it's interesting to note that the Rambam, if you turn back to the Rambam for a minute, let's look at Perek Beis. Halacha, one second, the Tesvav was, I guess, on the previous Marmakoma, on the new Marmakoma, so we have the Rambam in the beginning. The Tes Zion, where is it? Probably on page one, or maybe for you it's two already.
Or we say, I call Kamina Hagamedina.
What's that? Kama Gova Hakosel.
Oh, that's Tezayan.
Halacha Tezayan, right? There we go.
Yeah, line 10.
So listen to this. The Ram says, Kama Gova Hakosel. How high is the Kosel? We'll try to finish in a minute. Ein Pachos Midalad Amos. Right, it's got to be at least 4 amos because the whole point is that it should prevent hezek ri'ya, right? V'chein begina, says the Rambam, kofeu lahavdil ginoso miginas chaveiro, v'mechitza gavoa asara tfachem. He says, when it comes to a gina, you should also build a wall, but there the wall doesn't have to be 4 amos. It's enough if it's 10 tfachem. Which is much smaller, of course. Aval bebika in tzorach lahavdil bikasam mibikas kaveiro lemakom shenog. Rotzal lahavdil bikasam mibikas kaveiro konus etos shelo, and so on. So the Rambam has a chiddush. Everybody wonders where he got it from. The Rambam says that the wall of a gina, unlike the wall of a chatzer, only has to be 10 tfachim. So the right, it says, Amar Avram, Zeh Shibush Gadol. Hele Kosel Dalet Amos. It should be 4 amos. What do you mean 10 tfachim? So the Rambam was asked about this by the Chachmei Lunel, the Rabbanim of Provence. They wrote him a letter. They said, like, what's the story with the 10 tfachim? Where'd that come from? Why are you saying that? So he wrote them back. I just, for technical reasons, I couldn't find Tshuvas HaRambam in the computer program, so I just took it from the Migdal Oz on this part. He quotes the language. You see, this is already on page 2 or not?
No, line page 1.
Okay, so Migdal Oz Hilchashkein and Perik Beis Halach Aleph says Shuv Matzasi Lachi as is like a pshat, and then he says, ah, I found the Tshuva of the Rambam. Shuv Matzasi Lachach Milonil Shalu LaRambam. With this, we'll conclude for today. Next week, we'll discuss the more important answer, frankly. The Heshivam Zal, right? B'sefer Kinyan, Nimsa Kosovo, Shebein Gina Legina, Sagi Basara Tvachim. They asked him, like, what, you know, he wrote that in Sefer Kinyan, meaning Hashkenim, that a Gina only requires 10 Tvachim, a wall. B'tchilos Bava Basra, Mashma, the Yosef Pshitol, and Begina, the Hezek Yashme Hezek, Mibachotzer. Almost like a parallel to Rabbeinu Yonah. So, but the Gemara in Abbeis and Abbeis and Balbasra seems to say that there's more of a Hezek Re'ia issue. Hezek Re'ia is more acute in a Gina than it is in a Chatzer. Because even if you hold Bechatzer, Hezek Re'ia, lo Shema Hezek, you're going to hold Begina, Shmei Hezek. So how could it be that for typical, the Hezek Re'ia of a Kosel requires Dalet Amos, and the Hezek Re'ia of a Gina, which is more Chomo, requires only 10 Tvachet? So, very nice, right? We're ravenous to hear his answer. Beautiful, right? Says the Rambam. This is a little severe, in my opinion. I mean, the Rambam doesn't have a Gemara. He came up with a shir of ten tvachim. Right? It is a good, the question is a good question. You know, I mean, the Rambam thought it was a good question. Chachmei Elnel thought it was a good question. And he says, you know, people of your stature shouldn't ask me such a ridiculous or such an obvious question. Okay? The chilo shiny? But again, it's a little tamur that he writes this way, but the fact that he writes this way just gives you like an insight into the Rambam's sense of, you know, conviction and authority, frankly, and how much he, you know, he relies on that. So he wrote, "B'chilo shiny bein hezek re'ia shu hezek gadol vaday shiyira adam chaver beishu omed v'yoshev v'osetz racha u'bein hezek re'ia shiyira kamis chaver mishmeina bisha she'elu divrei chasidus heim shelo yayin bo ba'ayin ra'a." Says what? You can't. It's not obvious to you the difference between Hezek Re'ia, which is such a. That's the way he writes about Hezek Re'ia. It's fascinating, where a person like really invades the other person's privacy, and Ayin Bisha in a Gina. It's nothing more than direct. Where does he get it from? It doesn't say it in the Gemara. On the contrary, the Gemara did seem to say, right, that you need the wall. In the Gina, even if you don't need it in the Chatzar. What, for Divrei Chasidus? Shelo ya'ayin bo ba'ayin ra. Va'oso ha'shinui, shinui bi'almu. It says the Gemara itself seems to say that Gina is worse than, he says, shinui bi'almu. Okay, the Gemara, you know, that's not, didn't make the final cut. So it's shinui bi'almu. So it wasn't a serious answer. Truth is, the Rambam could have said it a little differently. He could have said, you know, what I'm going to try to speak about next week, which I think is the Pshat in the Rajpa, which is that once the Gemara concludes the Hezek Re'iyah of Chatzer is a Hezek, then maybe Chatzer is worse. Or it could have said, you know, that Ayin Ra is a certain kind of Hezek Re'iyah, and even though it's a lesser form than the Hezek Re'iyah of a Chatzer, there's also, the Hezek Re'iyah of a Chatzer is either yes or no. You know what I mean? It's a home run or it's a strikeout, you know. It's it's all or nothing. But there's a more moderate form of Hezek Re'ia called Ayin Ra, which is mostly a Midas Chasidus, which everybody agrees has some value, and everybody agrees isn't the worst thing in the universe. That's what I would have answered. That's what I think the Rajba is answering, but not in so many words. But I'll explain what I mean next week. But it's kind of, it's my view that the argument of Hezek Re'iyah the chatzer is a kind of a fault line, which goes to the question of what really Hezekiah is about. What is its true character? So that's, you know, to hopefully whet your appetite for next week. So we'll get back to it. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Shinuyi be'alma, it's like part of the Shakavatari, but they don't really mean it so much because they're going to turn their back on it in a minute anyway. It's only Divrei Chassidus. Now, of course, the Rambam calling Eina Bisha only Divrei Chassidus is consistent with his rationality, you know, posture. He found the idea of Ayin Bisha to be, he's not the, it's always curious, he's not rejecting it. It's not like Mazikim in the Rambam, you know. But, you know, it's a Minas Chassidus. Doesn't say that in the Gemara. That's what he says. But also Shir Shinui Be'alma, the Eino Aliba de Hilchasa. Why? The Ikar Hezek Ria B'chatzer. So the main Hezek Ria is the Hezek Ria B'chatzer. Shibni Adam Darin. That's where people live. Avagagos Shochatzeros Ein Tzorach Dalad Amos She'ein Derech B'nei Adam Lador B'gagos Sela B'mechitzas Asar Tzvachim Sagi Keichedi Hei You need a 10 tefachim high wall so you can tell if somebody's trying to steal into your property and watch you. That's also interesting, our idea. He says, listen, if Ayin Hara was more than a Midas Chassidus and it was real Hezekiah, why wouldn't it apply to a Bika too? Right? Sheikha Kamasa Shokhaber is Bibika. Kvarnas Bayrish, Emichaibin also Bibika Ligdar Kla, Lobidal Amos for Lobasar Tvachim. You never have the obligation unless it's Makam Shinagu. Liola Menchoshim Lehezek Ria, Elamishum Bnei Adam. He says, we only really care about Hezek Ria of people, not of products. Ubimakomas Akavutsim, you know, in places where people live. Kechatzeros, also in Dvarim, Shinemar Shambegina, Shinu Yabiyamu. That's a, you know, not a serious Akamataria. The Zed Davar Barur, the Ain Sarach Laharich, Ad Kan Shon Chuvasla. Okay? Then the Migdalos himself says about himself, Azamarti Hine Basi Bimigilas Sefer Katu Valai, the Ashre Shazachisi Lahaskamaso Varayaso Vedat. Okay. Anyway, this is a very interesting Chuva, the Ram. If you say that, or you say Rabbi Gershom or the Ramah or the Gilead and Shidun Gubetzes, you know, then basically they're slightly different, right? But the end result is the same. And that it's not true, Lahalacha, nor was it ever really, really true, that Hezekiah is more severe in a Gina than it is in a Chatzer. And therefore, just because in a Gina, Makom Shinogo Lo Ligdor, Eino Chayiv Ligdor, that doesn't mean the same is true for Chatzer. However, the Rajba apparently did accept the first assumption of Rabbeinu Yonah, namely that Lishna Bisha, like the Ramban, is part of Hezekiah. And that in the Havamina of the Gemara, we thought that Gina was worse than Hezekiah of Koso. So how does he get out of the problem? Ah. So basically, he must think, and I'll read it inside next week, that once the Gemara decides that Kosel crosses the threshold, that Chatzer crosses the threshold in Hezekiah, that recalibrates the hierarchy of what Hezekiah, of Hezekiah, because it recalibrates how we look fundamentally at what Hezekiah is. Okay, that's very important. So we'll pick up Emir Tzashem with that. Next week.
I got a little bit of feedback from certain people who said maybe the time to go back into live in the same room shouldn't be just before all the rain and the snow and the wind. So I'm putting that out there as is that what people are feeling? If that's the case, maybe we should delay it by 3 months or something. Comments? People don't care. They do care.
I am, as I say, I'm happy to do what
I understand.
So I'll let you do your poll.
I'm listening for other comments.
Yeah.
Well, I like the Zoom.
Okay. I'm sure people that are not in the neighborhood are also liking Zoom. I get that. All right. So Bentayim will stay exclusively on Zoom until the weather is back a little bit. And then we'll have a hybrid. Those who want to come can be in the same room, and we'll deal with the technology also for those out of the neighborhood. Okay, thank you all.
Sounds good. Quick question, Rebbe.
Have a good week, everyone.
Yeah, Rebbe, if you have one question. Quick question. Sure. It may be, forgive me if this is not the right time to ask this. In a general sense, we've really done a great job proving how Hezekiah is Nezek. So I thought maybe at some point to ask, why would then the Rambam put Hilchos Shechinim in Sefer Kinyan? It would belong in Nezikin, or at the very least with the Chazakah l'Nizakim plus this sort of, especially we're doing it now in Perek Yedal, these Tainos that sound a lot like Toin Benitan. It seems like Kinyan is the exact wrong place.
No, it's a great question, but this is exactly part of my original Hagdama.
My
whole beginning was to try to explain that there's a difference, that Bava Kamma and the beginning of Bava Basra seem to look like they're the same, but they're really, really not. And that the whole concept of Harchakas Nezakin, and I believe even more so Hezek Re'iyah, is only Nezek because of a certain kind of ambition, that a Kedusha kind of ambition, about Shechinim.
We wouldn't say that Hilchos Bechira is in that same Hagdara. We wouldn't say that at Zechiyah Matana, even Hilchos Avodim. I mean, the rest
Kinyan. But Hilchos Shechinim is a din, is part of Sefer Kinyan.
Right, but why would it? It doesn't.
No, because it isn't. Because it's really about the the rights that people have. When they acquire like a domicile, what is Mechira and Zechiyah Matana? What are all those things? They're about like ownership and sovereignty and respect for property. In a bigger way, they are about, the same question. They're about acquiring, a relationship with a thing, another person, neighbors, and the mutual impact of having that kind of legal relationship. Remember, my view in general is that kinyanim are, I always speak about this, in the beginning of like kiddushin and things like that, but that kinyanim are not really acquisitions. It happens like 95%, I'm making up the numbers. 95% of kinyanim are acquisitions, but that's misleading. Really, kinyanim are legal relationships. Just that 95% of those are acquisitions or express themselves in acquisitions, but they're really about, the bond and the rights and the mutual obligations, namely the legal relationship between parties. That's why in Ishus it's a kinyan. It's not because you're buying a wife or acquiring a wife. It's because the two of you are entering into a legally recognized and a mutually protected, kind of relationship. That's what a kinyan is.
So maybe then to clarify, getting back to the introduction, meaning this really, the Hilchos of Hilchos Shechinim is about the legal obligations and rights when either splitting a chatzar or not even splitting, but two chatzeros exist next to each other.
Or just shechinim themselves who live in a community and who live even next to each other. And who have to worry about each other's bailus and sovereignty and so forth.
It's just that when the world of Nezek comes up, what's surprising is that Nezek is even more pernicious or is more ambitious, because one would think, that's what we're kind of saying with schiros as well, that but really the essence of Shechinim is about Haknos and about Kinyanim and those relationships that relate to it. It's just that the Nezek that can result from such Kinyanim is surprisingly more active when it's different than the
Bava Kamma. Because of the expectations and because of the high quality that the Halacha projects for life.
So that can make sense. Again, then the question then becomes, how does that differ, let's say, from Cheskas Ginvul Shanim, which is more in the Toin V'Nitan world, Mishpatim world?
Yeah, but there too, right. Okay.
That's maybe a Cheskas Abatim question. Yeah.
But also it's you know, there's aspects of Chazaka and winning, you know, like, or even what rights in the context of an argument or you know, levels of proof, you know, that also have to do, you know, with that. Actually, we're going to get to this to highlight it even further, a little bit more, in one of the Marmokomos, again, of this new group. I have here, like, you'll see a Raman, a Rashash, and a Masivas, something about, I'll tell you what the issue is. This is the way to, I think this is exactly the way to think about it, is that the Rama, you know, again, fascinatingly, brings up this question. He says, let's say the partnership or the, you know, the shares that people have, let's say in a chatzer, are not equal. Let's say I own 2/3 and you own 1/3. Does that impact the financial outlay for the wall? Right? So there's a line in the Rama. Well, again, we'll talk about it during, you know, I guess proper hours, but so the Rama is an unbelievable line where he says something like, you know, of course not, because this is Nezek. And, you know, you don't have a right, just it doesn't matter how many, what your proportion is in the field. You just, either way, you can't, you have no right to damage any part of your neighbor's property. It's not like it's like a Yerusha or a Kinyan where, you know, we should divide up the expenses, you know, or the taxes, you know, according to people's shares and their benefits. Like, it's a very interesting question, right? You know, so, but the Rashash thinks it's wrong, you know, and in some cases it doesn't see, you know, so I think that's kind of touching on this question. Like, don't forget, guys, you know, this is in Hilchot Shechinah, which isn't safe for Kenya, right. You know, so of course it is about Nezek, but it's only Nezek because of that framework. So
the Rashash is saying it's more about legal obligations, which
I mean, he doesn't explain it, but he thinks it's not true. You know, and he thinks that the rayas aren't good rayas. And well, if we look at the paradigms, and then I'll show you what the Nesivah says, which is a fascinating case about Beishar. So that's, I mean, I'm giving away, you know, the secrets already, but, you know, that's what we're going to...
Putting the appetite.
But it's exactly for the reason that you raised. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, definitely. The appetite is wet. So very nice.
Good. Very good. So we'll continue with Hashem next week.